Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
A pair of underclassmen Highliners make the All-State tennis team. The Valley City girls tennis team reached state this spring with an incredible burst of momentum in the postseason. A big reason for this was great play from sophomore Olivia Engstead and freshman Breck Suffacool. That greatness was recognized by the North Dakota High School Coaches Association as they placed the pair on the Class A Girls Tennis All-State Doubles team. Suffacool and Engstead placed fifth in the 2021 State Girls Tennis Tournament Doubles Championship in Grand Forks. They also placed third in the East Region Tournament to give them a spot in the state tournament. The Highliner tennis team didn't have a lot of expectations coming into the season with a lot of youth, but they more than exceeded what was expected of them. Thanks to fantastic play and great coaching, Valley City Tennis could become a powerhouse in the East Region for years to come, led by Suffacool and Engstead. An argument could have been made for Matthew Nielsen to be the State Coach of the Year, but they instead gave it to Mandan's Paul Kristen, who ended up winning the state title. A total of 26 teams and 104 golfers competed in the annual Viking Golf Scramble on Saturday to raise money for VCSU Athletic Scholarships. The 18-hole fundraiser for the VCSU Century Club was played at the Bjornson Park Golf Course and the Valley City Town and Country Club. All proceeds benefit athletic scholarships for student-athletes at Valley City State University. Two teams tied for first place with a 13-under total of 58 on Saturday. The team of Ben Jacobson, Colin Haas, Mark Haas, and Dick Goleman walked away with the championship flight title after winning the tiebreaker between the two teams at 13-under par. Travis Engstead, Trevor Justison, Jared Lentz, and Derek Rogers also finished at 13-under and took second place in the championship flight. The team of Jody Hogrud, Megan Hogrud, Joel Hogrud, and Wayne Little Soldier won a three-way tie atop the Viking flight, finishing with a 4-under total of 67. And the Minnesota Twins lose another one in blowout fashion as they lose 10-0 yesterday, as it was pretty much over from the first pitch as a solo shot from Crawford goes out on the first at-bat of the game, and from there it wouldn't get much better for J.A. Happ as he ended up giving up 9 hits, 5 earned runs, 1 walk, and had 5 strikeouts in 4 innings, and then Jax went the rest of the way with 4 innings, 5 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, and 6 Ks. And as for the 26-year-old Chris Flexen, he was flexing his muscles yesterday as he goes 8 innings and doesn't give up a single earned run or a walk, gives up just 4 hits, and strikes out 8. As for Vest, he finished off the job in the 9th inning with 1 inning of scoreless, hitless, and walkless baseball as well. The Twins have now dropped 3 straight as they move to 26-41 in the regular season, 16 games back of the Chi Sox, and also 12.5 games out of the second wildcard spot currently held by Houston. The Twins will try one more time tonight against the Mariners to avoid the sweep, with first pitch being at 9:10, pregame being at 8:30. It'll be Baylor Over on the mound for the Twins as he'll be pitching in his 4th game this season. He has an ERA of 4.85 and no record so far. And as for the Mariners, it'll be Justice Sheffield as he is 5-5 with a 4.91 ERA. And the Mariners have a chance to get to 500 if they can complete the sweep tonight. A reminder that Oaks Legion Baseball can be listened to on Q101 tonight. That's 101.1 FM. And if you're unable to get that, be sure to go to newsdakota.com, go to the Sports tab, and click on Sports Schedule. And then click the link that says Q101 Legion Oaks versus Lemoore, 7 o'clock, audio only, to stream it live online. This has been your local sports. I'm Jared Sleppy for newsdakota.com.